40 years ago, Moran went to graduate school through a government program. Afterwards, he had to serve 3 years in the government, rotating through various financial positions.
What an eye-opener. They sent me down to the Rio Grande Valley of Texas to figure out how to save money by consolidating all the migrant farm worker programs, and I wound up coming back and we started up a whole new program, to try to rectify some of the injustice. I shifted from reading Ayn Rand to John Steinbeck. I mean, it was a whole personal transformation as well.
He credits the experience for leading to a staff position on Capitol Hill. There he got the idea to run for office himself.
Never would have been here had not some people had that vision that we need some people with a breadth of experience who get the whole picture, the whole composite picture of what the government's all about.
Moran says the senior executive service is supposed to be like that.
Give people a breadth of experience. Let them rotate around. See the whole picture. And then pursue an area of responsibility where they know they can make a real difference. That's the whole idea. But it's not working if half of the folks are just staying put.
He spoke at the release of a new report. The Partnership for Public Service and McKinsey found that the other half of senior executives who do move around tend to stay within their own agencies. They see rotations as more of a challenge, even a punishment, than as an opportunity to advance their careers. But the report says that staying put tends to lead to more insular thinking. Partnership CEO Max Steyer says that's not what government needs now.
The SES is changing over. 35% are retirement eligible today. That number goes up real fast. If we do nothing about the SES, we will simply recreate the same group. And that's not what we need for today. And so not acting is, in fact, a real problem.
And Congressman Moran is looking to shake things up a bit. He quoted a friend in the upper ranks of the Department of Health and Human Services.
Anytime we are given a new assignment, something that our employees are not used to doing, what they do is to hire a consultant. They don't take it on themselves. We've got too many people, even in managerial positions, who are protecting their comfort zone.
He wants to work with the report's authors to craft a bill that would turn the SES into what he calls the federal government's A-team. A Moran spokesperson says that the legislation would address the SES's recruitment and retention problems, reform the compensation system, and increase career development. The Senior Executives Association has lobbied Congress for changes to the SES for 3 years now, but President Carol Bonasero says making the Corps more mobile isn't on the agenda.
Mobility, as a general matter, will never be the absolute norm because of the tremendously diverse and far-flung missions of the departments and agencies. And the very nature of many federal programs leads to the executives needing to have both broad leadership, administrative talents, and the technical or professional knowledge of the program in question.
She says SES rotations need to be an option, not a requirement, and she also takes issue with Moran's characterization of comfort zones.
I don't think the executives I know, if they're working in what one would call comfort zones, that's not the zone that would make me comfortable, because most of them are under tremendous challenges to produce and to meet a whole wide variety of initiatives. The performance management system has gotten tougher and tougher. So I don't think there's anyone who can really hide out in a sense and do the minimum and be in their, quote, comfort zone.
But she says the SEA supports any bill that could make the SES pay and performance system more consistent and centralize the management of the SES program. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.